Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
When desperate situations we believe God should handle quickly in our lives will not just go away. Instead, they persist month in, month out, and perhaps year in, year out. How do we handle that? How do we do when the matter is taking forever and a day? Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, A Deeper Faith, the practice of His presence. I recollect the story a friend told me about someone she talked with who said she wanted to have the kind of faith Abraham had. My friend asked her if she would also want to wait for several years to have the results of the exercise of that faith. The young woman raised one of her hands, circling it above her head and snapping her fingers in the characteristic Nigerian swearing gesticulation. She exclaimed, "God forbid." I believe the perverse concept of Jehovah ATM had infected her mind, for crying out loud, who reduced Almighty God to an automated teller machine system? What temerity! When desperate situations we believe God should handle quickly in our lives will not just go away. Instead, they persist month in, month out, and perhaps year in, year out. How do we handle that? How do we do when the matter is taking forever and a day? I have written about faith simplified. When in the exercise of our faith, we believe that God's answer to a situation is a done deal. How do you handle the feeling that despite your prayers and the exercise of your faith, nothing is changing or the issues seem to be getting worse? The ultimate goal of your faith is not obtaining instant victories in life battles or getting everything you ask God for, but in maintaining your walk with the invisible God, for building an intimate relationship with Him, whether you are going through life battles or not. It is maintaining the consciousness of the presence of the Lord, even when you do not feel Him anywhere near you, or worse, when the feeling that He has abandoned you is raging in your mind. It is like the awareness David had when he said, "I may walk through dark valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me. Your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe." The issue for David here is not about the valley of the shadow of death. His concern is not about how dark it might be in the valley. The issue for him is the presence of the Lord. That presence made him feel safe and secure. In the dark valleys you may be facing in your life, what is the issue for you? Do you feel the Lord has forsaken you in the cave of Adullam? His love for you would not allow Him to forsake you. There was a day when we lived at Igrita, Port Harcourt. My son and I took a walk from home to go get something at a store some distance away. It was late in the evening and slightly dark. Along the main road, there was a group of local youth standing. As we passed by them, for no apparent reason, one of them raised his hand against my son. Without thinking, I spontaneously raised my hand to block off his hand from reaching my son. We continued our walk as though nothing had happened. My son did not even flinch. The presence was enough. Do you choose to focus on God's presence, which is stabilizing, protecting, and preserving you even as you go through challenges in life? On the other hand, is your worry about the challenges themselves and the length of time you are spending in the valley? Focusing on God's presence builds your intimacy with the Lord. It develops your character and it puts you in a position to help other people who might be going through similar challenges you might be facing. All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, He brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. On the other hand, if you concentrate on the challenge and the time it is taking. It can distract and depress you, and instead of you becoming a blessing to others, there is the possibility of you becoming a liability to yourself. The testimonies of the heroes in Hebrews 11 are testimonies of people who continued in their walk with God in the face of myriads of challenges. Many got the victory through it all. However, what do we think about the fact that verse 39 speaks of those who never received the promise of God through their lifetime? Our reaction is not "God forbid," is it? Most of us know what Joseph, Jacob's son, went through. We cannot detail the issues when at the age of 17, his brothers sold him into slavery. However, look at the divine perspective. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters, who was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler over all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Satan often plans evil against our lives. All the times we put ourselves in trouble. But no matter the problem, God has his plans and works all things out for our good. We may not see or know what God is doing, but we can have the faith that he is present and working things out for our good. His word will ultimately come and prevail. It is not about how long it may take, but about the capacity and faithfulness of the one who gave the word. Keep trusting that the Lord who is present with you will never leave you nor forsake you. God's word may come and test you. You must let the word find you faithful and finally place you in the place, purpose, and plan he has for your life. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. No matter how long it takes, there is a deeper faith. It is staying faith, the one that acknowledges God's unfailing presence and there abides no matter the situation. Do not forget that. Through it all, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. So my dear friends, when you see people reducing God to something they can use or control, get out of their company as fast as you can. The victory of your faith lies in faithfully abiding in God's company. Abide in his presence. Though you may not feel it or have a clue what he's doing on your behalf, abide victoriously through it all. Practice his presence. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill his plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.